Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before leaving Washington on holiday, President Biden placed down his policies are the culprit for energy prices.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president walked away from reporters again, not taking any questions. It should be noted the president terminated the Keystone Pipeline on day one, making the demand greater than America's supply. When Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was asked how much petroleum America uses per day, she did not know the answer. Daryl Brooks appeared in court Tuesday evening for a preliminary hearing on charges he intentionally killed five people by ramming his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday. Bail was set at $5 million. It should be noted another child died from their injuries just before the court proceedings. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Rittenhouse met with President Trump at the former president's Mar-a-Lago club after the teen was acquitted on all charges in his homicide trial last week. Mr. Trump on Fox News.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead.
Big pharmacies and the federal government have a real issue with America's opioid epidemic.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As President Biden promises gas prices will go down someday, he released 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve to do the job. Scott Hayes is with the Toledo Refining Company. He tells Fox News this is just a drop in the bucket and will not influence the price of gas.
I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. Listen, that gets us 2.5 to 3 days worth of domestic supply in this country. Listen, the president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately. He could set it at a reasonable level consistent with supply and demand. He could set it at a level that within constraints that the infrastructure can handle. People would notice that today. They're dragging their feet. They could do that today. That would make a big difference at the pump.
Energy Secretary for the United States Jennifer Granholm tells a reporter Tuesday she has no clue how much oil America consumes per day.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Marine biologists expect to find all sorts of strange stuff in the deep sea. but a mammoth tusk caught scientists off guard. Marine biologist Stephen Haddock and ROV pilot Randy Prickett from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, they were about 185 miles offshore when they discovered the 3-foot prehistoric tusk in about 10,000 feet of water. The discovery has led to more questions than answers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Phil Hotzenpiller. Yes, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, where they're now paying, what are you up to, $5 a gallon of gas now?
Oh, we wish. It's about $5.15.
Oh, it's $5.15.
Yeah,
well, there's some places in the state up to $7, Phil. It's just insane. What the heck's going on here?
Well, I'm just glad I don't commute. And
yes.
I'm glad I'm not trying to run a business with transportation because...
Oh, could you imagine?
This administration is just killing it. In terms of the economy and on every front, there's not a front that doesn't seem to be damaged by bad and poor leadership.
Well, and this is the thing, you know, people are looking at the 81 million people alleged that voted for Biden and go, what were you thinking? Well, you know, that it wasn't me. I didn't vote. I mean, it's like it reminds me of during the campaign, everywhere I went, I think I told you right before it, I had happened to drive through 12 different states from west to east, went through 12 states. And I saw three bumper stickers in all the 12 states for Biden Harris. That's it, 12. I mean, everywhere else, you know, Trump, all over these 12 states, okay? And these weren't just all definitive red states, okay? A little mix, a little match, you know, in between kind of deal. Three bumper stickers. And then here comes the election, and we're led to believe that Joe Biden garnered 81 million votes. I mean, it's absurd. And now, thank God, with Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged, and also with John Fun, and his book about the elections being rigged, there's another book out as well. People are now, you know, able to talk about it, Phil, because before you couldn't even bring this up in mixed company. You know, people didn't want to hear about it. You know, they say, oh, you know, it's all conspiratorial. You know, it's you crazy people. I mean, even people I play golf with that are avowed Democrats, they're all quiet now. They just keep their head down. It's almost like they're ashamed of what they've created here, and it's like nobody wants to hear it because, you know, with all due respect, your party and your, you know, the president, the one that you elected is killing this country. It's devastating us for no good reason other than their good reason is what Barack Obama talked about in the fundamental transformation of our country. So that fundamental transformation continues under Joe Biden with reckless abandonment and our Democratic Republic going down the toilet. And, you know, and we need a lot more mama bears coming out in record number to lead the charge of we the people. to get this country back in the hands of the people that Donald Trump said that it belongs to. And that's we the people. Because what they're doing right now, they've got full control and they're spending us blind here in this process. I mean, you know, I don't know how we're going to survive this, Phil.
Well, I think the really good news, and I really believe what I'm getting ready to say, I believe that we do get the leadership we deserve. I mean, by boat or by crook, we got it. We got what we got. But here's what I believe. I really believe that this could be the catalyst. Number one, there's going to be a landslide of Republicans elected to office in midterm. Now, that's one thing. But I believe the second thing even just as strong, and that is I believe this is going to be the catalyst to bring people back to good values, some back to Christ, some back to church, but people really looking at law differently. You know, we see different stores in San Francisco. I think there was a Nordstrom, there was a Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
where people are literally running out the door with arms full of, and there's no one to stop them. And it's complete lawlessness. And then, you know, this is what I wrote in my book, you know, One Nation Without Law. Several years ago, became a bestseller on Amazon when we didn't have lawlessness. Right now, it's more relevant than it ever was. You know, I wrote about ISIS in there, and my editor said, you know, are you sure you want to include ISIS? Because they're going to be out of existence. I said, well, I don't think so. ISIS will be back if they go out, because I believe there's a prophetic scripture about that. So, you know, it's really interesting when you kind of, you do take a little bit more of a 30,000 view and go, how do we get here? What's going on? Does God have a purpose in that? And then, see, that's what people without God can't ask.
Exactly.
Does God have a purpose in bringing bad leadership in to be the catalyst to bring us back to where we needed to be?
And I agree with you 100%, Phil, because God is all about redemption, isn't he? I mean, he knows this. He knows this stuff is insane. It's chaotic. And people are praying and turning to God already. And this is why everybody has to be ready for it. People of faith, people who are there, you know, fighting the good fight, get ready. Because people are going to be asking, you know, what do you have that I don't have? What's your answer? What are you going to say? Are you going to be too busy? Are you going to be available? That's whether you as a person of faith, a church who's ready, that we don't blow it like we did after 9/11. When the churches were flooded after 9/11, Phil, we had people coming into church and the church was, well, welcome to our program. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. You needed to shift into another program here. You had people. We were just attacked on the homeland. And you... And how did you respond to it? Oh, well, you know, this is what we're doing. You know, we're on with our same old program. Well, you know, the church is, you know, I think they realized a little bit of an insurgent for about 3 weeks. And then after that, it started to dissipate. And the church could not even, as a body, in a general sense, could even sense that something was missing. It's like, here, we got this great insert. Oh, this is great. Oh, awesome. You know, we got all these people coming to Jesus, coming to church and everything like that. And then 3 weeks later, you lose them. And it's like, what happened?
Well, there's a parable about that. And, you know, some seed falls on rocky ground and it can't sustain itself because there's no real life there. And, you know, that was one of those very limited, you know, kind of, if this is the end of the world, I better get back to God. Oh, it's not the end of the world. I guess I'm fine. And I really believe that there's always going to be a remnant of true Jesus followers out there. And there's going to be those who are going to attach themselves during times of crisis. But what I really see right now out of COVID, because it went on so long, it wasn't, you know, one day attack and then we try to recover. And it also brought America back together. This one was so different because of the longevity of it. But what it did for us, probably 30% of the people that were attending are not attending our church or any other church now. But they were replaced by another 60%. We probably have a net gain of 30 to 40% out of COVID. But guess what? Higher quality of followers.
Right. Exactly.
Deeper in their faith. More focused. More, you know. And so for me as a pastor, it's been a great season. COVID has served us well in terms of bringing us back to a solid base.
and I think that, you know, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Phil, and of course the legacy media, nobody's reporting on this, is that, again, I remind everybody, was there ever a outbreak, a super spreading event from people that went to church? I did not hear of one report, and I've talked to many pastors about this, and all of a sudden they stop and they go, gosh, Bill, you're right. I said, well, something to think about, something to be thankful for.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
I gotta tell you, this is my new favorite song, Sanctus Real. My God is still the same. Phil, have you heard this song? I mean, this is new from Sanctus Real, who have you know, created such great songs, you know, for people of faith. But I got to tell you, when I heard this song, I was moved to tears. Because, you know, you realize that no matter what, and like what we were talking about in the first segment, is God's still the same. It, you know, COVID, no COVID, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all this crazy political stuff, you know, they're spending our money like crazy. It doesn't matter. And what matters most is God and this eternal perspective. And like you said, is that, you know, God's in the redemption business. And in our own humanity, it's like we can't seem to make the right choice when things are going well, you know, but give us a little bit of pressure. And just like you talked about earlier about 9/11, people thought, wow, is this the end of the world? I better go. Yeah, I better go find God and get my act together. And then after 3 weeks, they realize, and I think that's appropriate, is they realize, they go, well, maybe it's not so much the end of the world. I can go back to doing as I darn well please. You know, I've got a little bit more time. Maybe I'll change my evil ways down the road when we really are at the end of the world, right?
Well, that's it. And here's the thing. If you're a follower of Christ and you know a little bit about the Bible, you probably know there's something called the return of Christ. You probably know there's a judgment out there. You know the big picture stuff. And what is it that keeps everybody, let's say, on the right path? It's accountability. I was told my kids when they were getting their license, I said, the first rule of safe driving is a policeman on the corner. Everybody slows down when you see a policeman. And there's something that's missing in society when we don't have a sense of right and wrong. Isaiah the prophet said, you know, woe to those when you call good evil and evil good. So when you get everything kind of reversed, what do? Because even the most liberal does not want their home invaded, does not want their livelihood destroyed. So there's some commonality, and I think that's what this has done recently. It's invaded the homes of those who previously took a position of left wing, but all of a sudden the wing got longer than they thought. They didn't know what to do with it. Right. And that's what's going to really flip a lot of things too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Experience defining preference. I mean, we're realizing the truth behind Joe Biden. And this, you know, Marxist wing of the Democratic Party that's taken over this party. And I feel for people who are avowed Democrats. I don't necessarily agree with their platform, but maybe they will come to the realization that they need to apprehend God once again, because it was, what, 10, 12 years ago when they took God out of their platform, didn't want anything to do with God. Well, look at what that Democratic Party is doing now. You may think, okay, they're in power right now, but they're coming apart. And the midterms can't come fast enough. And, you know, you suggested that. But the thing is again, in preparation of things to come, what's the Republican Party doing? You know, to be prepared to do something about these things. If they're going to clean up the mess and clean up the corruption, maybe they need to have a Nancy Pelosi mindset to go after this stuff, and maybe they need to learn from Nancy Pelosi. Just, hey, you don't take any prisoners. You just go ahead and exercise your duty and your right, and bring back integrity to our political systems. And but that's going to take some courage and backbone, and something that I haven't seen demonstrated just so clearly out of the Republican Party.
No, not at all. In fact, it's clear that the Democrats are more united on their ideology than Republicans are. And Republicans, clearly there were 13 who voted for this crazy $1 trillion package, who didn't understand why they're Republican and what's really valuable in America. So we don't, you know, Republicans don't have a united party, in my opinion.
Right.
They like to go to parties, shake hands, and get checks from donors. But where's the representation? Where's the backbone? Where's the standing? And I think a lot of those are going to be leaving office in 2022. And I know that in our state alone, having a Republican move into office is next to impossible. But you know what? You never know. When we see what's happened here in California, you know, the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world, devastated by bad leadership, major companies leaving on a daily basis, people leaving. Florida boasts that they are now more Republican than Democrat. Well, that's really not to their credit, that's to our credit, because we sent them all there. Every state sent all the good Republicans there. So I don't know who's trying to get credit for this. This is just, they wouldn't be there if it weren't for bad leadership on our part and other places.
Exactly. Well, Phil, I want to transition to Kyle Rittenhouse. The jury, as you and I were talking offline, that the jury exercised, I believe, you know, a tremendous amount of courage. The pressure that was on from the talking heads of some of these networks was so disgusting. I mean, even the president of the United States referring to Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist, he kind of backed off a little bit and then came back and doubled down. I mean, bless his heart. You know, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, you got to pray for this guy. You got to pray for our president. He's confused. He really is confused. Somebody who wants to unite, and the havoc that he is wreaking upon our democratic republic is just insane. It's absolutely shameful. And Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be like another young man, very, very wealthy. Because whether it's the media or whoever else, they're going to be paying this kid big bucks for what they did to him and how they, you know, attacked his reputation and the way he was maligned. And so Nick Sandman, I think, sent him a little note and saying, hey, I'm unified with you. And if there's anything I can do to help, you know, give me a call.
Well, here's interesting. You know, the liberal media is losing their mind because they thought they controlled the narrative. And MSNBC Daily, there's a section there called Understand Today's News. The number one news story there on the day of the verdict was, and I quote, "We can now call the 2022 midterms. The GOP wins." So they realize what's happening. There is a shift happening. They're losing their mind. They don't know what to do about it because they've been so emboldened to control narrative. And, you know, you can do that for a while, but there comes a point which, you know, just there is a courage that comes, and there is a, wait a minute, this is not the way life is supposed to work. And I think that you're, you know, they reached a correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal. And that's the whole point here. You can ask a lot of questions about what happened there and why it happened. You know, in chaos, in crisis, which is what that was, you know, odd things happen, but you kind of got to go back to that. If my life is threatened and it's me or him, and I have the means whereby to defend myself, according to the law, that's not an illegal act. And this is what the jury decided on. You know, so it could have gone the other way very easily, and half the country probably would have said, "Yeah, that's the correct verdict." But it didn't. And I like the fact that we still have the concept of rule of law in place, even though it's under siege right now by many, many people.
Well, I know the judge said that he's not really excited about having cameras in the courtroom, but I appreciate it. I think, you know, the people were able to see the process and hear, you know, hear all the evidence. And I think that it speaks of why, you know, it didn't, you know, the riots, the projected riots to the left. It was like the left was cheering for riots in the streets once again in Wisconsin. Is that disgusting?
Right. It is disgusting. Yep, absolutely.
And for this young man, I mean, you see, the people I've said all along, the people that should have been on trial was the governor and the mayor. They were the ones that should have been on trial because they were the ones that allowed the city to burn down. Because if they'd have done their job, Kyle Rittenhouse wouldn't have to have been there. Right?
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
But we're going to overlook that.
Well, interesting days we live in, Bill, and always good to be able to connect with you and dialogue for a few ideas out.
And go to the website, AmericanFaith.com, to be in the flow of the know. He's the president and founder of said organization, American Faith, the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Before leaving Washington on holiday, President Biden placed down his policies are the culprit for energy prices.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president walked away from reporters again, not taking any questions. It should be noted the president terminated the Keystone Pipeline on day one, making the demand greater than America's supply. When Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was asked how much petroleum America uses per day, she did not know the answer. Daryl Brooks appeared in court Tuesday evening for a preliminary hearing on charges he intentionally killed five people by ramming his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday. Bail was set at $5 million. It should be noted another child died from their injuries just before the court proceedings. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Also good to have my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. John, how are we doing?
Busy is good. We're doing good.
Well, there's plenty to be busy about right now in light that's all that is going on, our oppressive government, and all that you've been warning about is now right before our eyes now. What are we, the people, going to do about it?
It's going to be very, very difficult. I'm writing a lot on it and researching a lot. And the deeper I go on the research, the worse it looks, because the government's been doing this ever since 9/11 with the U.S. Patriot Act, in terms of how they're watching us and all the things they're doing, because we live in a total police state now. I mean, there are fusion centers around the country. These are big office complexes with wall screens surrounding the rooms, and the military and the FBI, the NSA, the local police all work together. And so what I'm seeing with some of the stuff is pretty darn scary, what's happening, some of these raids. I don't know if you saw the raid on Sharona Bishop out in Colorado, who's a homeschooler who protested at school board meetings.
Yes.
But very
right.
Scary situation. I mean, they did a SWAT team raid on her and handcuffed her 18-year-old daughter and drug her up the stairs with her hoodie on. And they came through a door with a battering ram. And they left a so-called warrant behind, saying that there was concern about computer whatever was happening in the community. But the point is, she's an activist, and we're seeing more and more of this. And with some of the strong language coming out of the White House saying basically either do it or we're coming to get you. And they're saying that basically. I don't know if you saw yesterday Joan Psaki, the White House press secretary, when they asked her about the vaccine mandate, she said this, nothing has changed.
Right.
She said, I'm really pushing you people to do this. So,
even though the federal court has said no mandates.
Yes. They're moving forward, and when you have activists around the country so protesting, and what they're really upset about is protesting the COVID mandates in the schools and stuff like that. When you have in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a case we're looking into personally to maybe possibly get involved in, the school board president there, parents who were protesting the COVID mandate, he was collecting files on them, including photos, personal finances, dossier on their history, and watching them. And that was leaked to the press. So when you've got school board members, these are all state officials, you've got watching what we're doing, when you've got every facet of the government watching what you're doing, the key ingredient in the Bill of Rights is our Fourth Amendment, which says the government should not be doing watching you or doing anything unless they have some evidence that you're moving in a direction illegally. And what we're seeing today is wherever we go, in stores or whatever, smart cities are growing quickly down under the Biden administration across the country. They're meeting. All the cameras now in those cities are going to be watching everything you're doing. The drones are up ahead with surveillance and facial recognition software. We're in a bad sci-fi movie where the people who are in charge have basically no ethics.
Right, and they have full control of the video, and they're going to edit. They're going to use it as they feel, you know, justified to do so. I mean, that's clear as to what happened. All that you're talking about is, you know, really on full display as a result of January 16th and this QAnon shaman sentencing yesterday after being, what was he, in solitary confinement for over 300 days.
Yes.
John.
Yeah,
I mean, this is disgusting. So
Americans,
if that isn't a warning. Yeah.
That's Guantanamo. They're treating Americans now in certain situations like they're extreme terrorists, the people who might have done 9/11 or whatever, and they're totally overreacting. And with the FBI now doing the SWAT team raids, that is really scary, let me tell you. There are over 80,000 SWAT team raids across the country, mainly by local police, but now you have the FBI conducting them. We saw it on Roger Stone. We saw all these, the way they're treating people. Listen, they're not treating us. Listen, you can commit a crime, but you still have dignity. We're human beings, and we should be treated that way. No government should be treating us as if we're their slaves. And that's what I'm seeing happening right now. Technology moves forward, as Facebook is moving into this metaverse, which I've written about, idea that they can create artificial reality. People are not going to know what's going on. We're moving into a future that, if you watch some of the sci-fi movies, Blade Runner is a good one, The Matrix, we've been warned, folks.
Yep. Well, that's what promotes chaos, is confusion. You go out there and you confuse the holy what have you out of the constituency, and they don't know what to believe, and this is where we are. We've been pummeled and propagandized by the mainstream media and those that we've relied on previously, and we're finding out slowly but surely we can no longer count on them. As you've often said, and I've quoted you as well, is that it's knowledge that precedes action, and that is a rallying cry that we have to make sure, and it's the right knowledge. It's not what you perceive as knowledge, but we've got to, which really, you know, goes down to that basic premise, John, is that if it's not bathed in the truth, if it's not predicated in the truth, then that's not knowledge. That's just propaganda. And that's just somebody else's opinion. Now, the other thing to your point here, the Department of Justice was real clear, which I think was quite ironic considering what Merrick Garland had to say about the parents in Virginia. They said that they had requested a hard sentence, you know, for Chance Lee. This was the QAnon shaman who was all dressed up in the headgear, as you'll recall. They said they wanted a harsh sentence for Chance Lee to set an example among those participating in the events of January 6th at the nation's capital. And dare I say, not only those on January the 6th, but anybody right now beyond that time that think that they should resist Joe Biden and this oppressive government.
Yeah, well, Garland's also said that he's directing law enforcement across the country, federal, state, and local, to investigate parents or anyone who are so-called threats. He's basically, if today you exercise your First Amendment freedoms, you are an extremist. An extremist today is someone who can be rounded up based on no evidence whatsoever. All they have to do is have some allegations now, and they will do the SWAT team raids, like I say, 80,000. They're killing a lot of dogs daily. All kinds of things are happening, which are really crazy. I've talked to local police, a lot of them now, that are pulling back on some of this because they feel things have gone much too far. But I agree with you 100%. It doesn't take much today for you to be on the list, and we are all on the list. People don't realize that there's a list that the federal government has had for years called Maine Corps, where they collect the names of people that will be rounded up in times of distress. Rounded up, and who's going to round them up? It's going to be the Army, the National Guard. It's going to be the FBI. It's going to be your local police. They work together. I work with local police that have FBI, that actually work with FBI in their offices, who come and spend time there and train them. But the FBI, folks, I've written on this over and over out there. But my book, Battlefield America, where I go into what the FBI has been like over its history, and it's not been good.
Yes.
Whoever is the political enemy, they go after.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And this is coming out quite clearly as we find out how corrupt the FBI was, even in the investigation of this dossier that led to an incredible amount of the people's money being spent, somewhere upwards of $50, $70 million of the people's money, and led to an impeachment of a president.
Yes, but like I say, they do what they want to do. They're going to do it, and the reason they're going to do it is because the American people are putting up with it. But most Americans, by the way, are oblivious to what's going on. They believe what they read, and they believe what they see on the news. And I keep telling them, what did James Madison say, who wrote our Bill of Rights? We ought to mistrust all those in power. That includes
exactly.
The media. Be very questioning.
The other thing to draw out of this situation that happened on the January 6th Capitol incursion and these prisoners is it's being reported, John, that they are being told they must disavow any connection or loyalty to Donald Trump. I mean, to your point, these FEMA camps that they're getting ready to, that are all set up and ready for us to go and be re-indoctrinated, they're there for their use. We've got to go to quick break.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead, continues with us. John, before we get too deep in another topic here, I did want to give some time to the Eric Blair Diaries, your new book, Battlefield of the Dead. It's 1984, 100 years forward, right? And I will say this to the audience. This is the kind of book you pick up. You cannot put it down, although I had to force myself to put it down because I got interrupted so many times. But I'm setting some time aside. But I will say to you that once you pick this book up and you start getting into it, it is so compelling and so rich. The way you talk about the dystopian future that George Orwell had predicted you write for 1984. Finally arrived 100 years late and 10 times as brutal. To save all that he loves, Orwell will have to travel between his future self, Eric Blair, Orwell's descendant, and unwitting heir to his legacy and the past. That is that's kind of the setup for the Eric Blair Diaries, right?
Yeah, it's a book where I took what I was seeing today and said, what would it look like in the future? And but it is already happening, and it's happening very quickly. It's happening much quicker than I thought when I wrote the book. But the book's about a young man who, you said, lives in 2084, and Orwell comes back to visit him and is going to try and just shock at what he's seen, that no one listened to what he had to say. And the world's ruled by robots, artificial intelligence, and that's all coming, by the way. I would encourage your listeners to go to our website at Rutherford.org and read our commentary with my wife called The Metaverse is Big Brother in Disguise. You'll see how far we're down that line. By 2030, Google says they're going to completely fuse the human mind with the computer systems around the world and the Internet. Once they do that, they're going into the metaverse, says Facebook, and you people will be wearing glasses and stuff and headgear that will project artificial environments around them. They'll be talking to people who don't exist. You can actually eat food through these things and taste
unbelievable.
It, but it doesn't exist. So that's where we're moving. If we don't, our kids today, I fear for children today who are so addicted to their cell phones, they're not going to be able to know. They're going to be totally controlled by their technological overlords. And the extremist is going to be somebody who says, I do not want to touch that darn thing, that technological device.
What is that going to do about reality here? I mean, reality will be so altered. And that's what I said earlier. Exactly.
They're doing hologram speakers. Some countries, China's already using what they call synthetics to do their news in some segments. They actually look like human beings. They raise their eyebrows, they move, and they just give the weather or whatever they're doing. But what I've told people, although I've been on a lot of those big shows, on CNN or whatever, I've been interviewed, I've noticed that the person who's directing it, the so-called anchor or whatever, is reading everything off a computer system, a teleprompter.
Without doubt, you
really don't need a lot at that point. All you can use is artificial intelligence. So that's what's coming. It's already here. Elon Musk said it. I've warned you people, but no one's listening until they see the robots coming down the street. And here's the thing I really am concerned about. Is they're using robotic dogs in different areas around the government. The police are in different states. You're going to have robots. They have robots now that can stand and walk, and they have weapons. They're going to be going through the doors, folks. They're going to be sending human beings through the doors. It's going to be robots.
Yeah. RoboCop dogs now, right?
Exactly. RoboCop. Mm-hmm. The RoboCops are ready too. They walk, they move. I've seen, and I've been warned by some people at the NSA saying they think that artificial intelligence has already taken over and it's going to be directly. So we have to wake up at this point in time in history if we're going to say what's going on. And no one's going to be free. Everything's going to be digital.
Uh-huh. And you see, and a lot that you're saying right now, John, is like you said, it's already there. I mean, right now, for all intents and purposes, you know, like in the news media, you know, the propagandists, it's all talking heads. They're all echoing, you know, the same speech talk, the same verbiage. I mean, this is a thing that I find quite interesting, that you can be watching Fox one minute and go over to MSNBC and you go, wait a minute, I thought I just changed channels. And, you know, except for, you know, some radical exceptions there, you will hear a repeat of what's being said on all the networks, and you go, do you find that interesting and collusive?
Yeah, but everything we see, food and food we eat, stuff we read, run by five major corporate entities. And I was surprised I saw that Fox News and MSNBC were basically owned by the same corporate entity.
Of course, you got Vanguard, you got State Street, and you got Black. BlackRock. I always want to say Blackwater, but it's BlackRock. So those three are the predominant ones. Yes, go ahead.
They want to control people. How do you control people? You give them, here's the facts, folks. You got some guy reading it.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not take a stand against this oppressive totalitarian movement across our country, we don't do it now, it's going to be too late. And some might even suggest that it is too late. But I'm of the mindset, John, as long as we're breathing, as long as there is breath in our bodies, that we have a chance to fight back and take this great American idea, you know, back in the rightful hands of we the people. What do you say? We got 10 seconds left.
That's it. The great freedom fighters all have that same view. We fight no matter what for freedom.
He's with the Rutherford Institute, the president and founder, John Whitehead. Thank you, John.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
We're back with you, America. Mina Seshamani, the doctor herself, is the director and center for Medicare for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And guess what we're going to talk about? Medicare open enrollment, which ends December the 7th, and why comparing plans can save you lots of money. Dr. Seshamani, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, why is open enrollment so important for people with Medicare?
Well, people's health care needs can change from year to year. And health plans can change their offerings each year, so shopping around and comparing plans can pay off. People with Medicare should review their coverage to decide if there are better options based on changes to their current plan, their personal budget, and their health needs. Even if you are happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs.
Exactly. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment?
Open enrollment is for all people with Medicare, which is health insurance for people 65 or older, certain people under 65 with disabilities, and people of any age with end-stage renal disease.
So you mentioned comparing Medicare plans. How can people do that?
We have tried to make it as easy as possible. So to review and compare Medicare plans, you can simply go to Medicare.gov, that's Medicare.gov, and click on Find Plans. You can add the prescription drugs you are taking to the plan finder and do a side-by-side comparison of plan coverage, cost, and quality rating to help you more easily see the differences between plans and feel confident in your choice. Now, if you choose a new plan for 2022, you can enroll right there. And if your current coverage still works the best for you, then you don't have to do anything further.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Mina Sashimani, the Director and Center for Medicare for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Sashimani, regarding the Medicare enrollment period, it is open now and it ends on December the 7th. What happens if people happen to miss the deadline?
Well, after December 7th, people with Medicare will have to wait until next year's open enrollment period to review their coverage options in Medicare. This is why we strongly encourage people with Medicare to review their coverage right now and see if they can find better value. Even if you're happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs. And this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday is a great time to talk with your loved ones about Medicare open enrollment. Whether you're connecting virtually or gathering in person, now's the time to speak with those closest to you about your healthcare options.
Two quick questions to wrap things up here, Dr. Sashimani. Where can people get help with comparing plans, and is help available paying for Medicare costs?
Yes. The answer is yes to both. So I mentioned Medicare.gov as the website. But if you need further assistance, you can contact 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. We are here to help 24 hours a day, including weekends. You can also get free personalized health insurance counseling in your local community from your state health insurance assistance program. So when you call 1-800-MEDICARE, they can also give you information for local health insurance assistance to help you to pick a plan that best fits your needs. In terms of paying for Medicare costs, if you have Medicare and if you're facing challenges paying for health care, you may qualify for Medicare savings programs that are run by your state. These programs are for people with limited income and resources to help pay some or all of their monthly payments to Medicare, copays to the doctor, prescription drugs, other costs. And this could really add up to thousands of dollars each year in savings, depending on your situation. So if your income for 2021 is below $18,000, it's worth contacting your state to find out about these programs that may be available to you. And you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get your state's contact information for this program.
Well, Dr. Mina Sashimani, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the information. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm